Finally today, someone who has struck a blow literally for all of us who have spent countless frustrating minutes or hours with customer service representatives. 75-year-old Mona Shaw was furious at the treatment she received by her local cable company, Comcast. So she took a hammer, went to the office, and let out her anger. Mona Shaw is here now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us first, what was your initial problem, your initial disagreement with Comcast?
We were trying to go for the 3-for-1.
Internet.
Cable and telephone. It's supposed to be about $100 a month.
And so the guy comes out, and what happens?
And he messed up our telephone lines and left.
Just leaving them in disarray.
Correct. We spent hours trying to get them straightened out and come out, and they wouldn't. And so 5 days had gone by, and all day Friday we had tried and tried and tried to get them to straighten out our phone. And I'd gone down to Comcast that time and very nicely asked to see a supervisor or a manager.
So you actually went down to the office?
Right. They told us to wait outside on a bench.
Us being you and your husband?
Yes. Uh-huh. And we did. The two of us sat there for 2 hours, at which time somebody came out and said, "Oh, I'm sorry. The manager went home." Now we are without a phone. We can't even call 911. We can't dial out. We're just dead in the water. And for a whole weekend, we're going to be like this. Monday, finally at 4:30 in the afternoon, I went down, got my husband's hammer, and I said, "Come on, honey, we're going for a ride." And we went down to Comcast, and I walked in and reached across the counter and just started whacking away at their telephone. I hit the computer keyboard and knocked over the monitor, and I said, "Now have I got your attention?"
And I guess the answer would be yes. What did they say to you?
They asked me to go sit on a bench outside again. And I said, "No, I am staying right here." So then, of course, somebody had called the police. I gather one of the girls there, and the police came roaring in. And first she said, "Put down the hammer." And I said, "Okay." And I hit the telephone one more time.
So here you are. You've probably never done something as violent as this in your life. You're an upstanding citizen. You were an Air Force nurse. You square dance. You're a church member. Why did you think this was a good idea to go down there with a hammer and vent your rage?
First of all, if the man had done his job, we wouldn't have gone through this. Secondly, if they had told us how we could disconnect this stupid box that he put in, the whole thing would have been avoided.
Well, a Comcast executive called it inappropriate, what you did, and she said nothing justifies this sort of dangerous behavior.
Oh, dangerous, my foot.
So what happened? You were arrested. You were taken out in handcuffs. What
right.
happened?
I did go to court on the 24th of September, and I paid damages and was told that I had to behave for 3 months.
So
they've got a restraining order on me. Can't go near the building.
Comcast has a restraining order against
you? Yes.
Do you have a new phone company now?
I'm back to Verizon and very happy with them.
Mona Shaw, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're quite welcome.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm not going to take it anymore!